KAI-5, ETE, listen.
KADAC, repeater tag. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur.
KAI-5, ETE.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KFA, BLX monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, this is NADRL, the Saginaw Valley Reiki, that's going to start up here in just a few minutes. I should say Mid-Michigan. It's going to start in a few. Any pre-net check-ins for tonight's set?
This is Big Baker out of your Alpha. Can you check me in and out? This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Jones Lima, Bob Bay City. No traffic, Dave.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave from Bay City. No traffic. Okay, we have KCABOA in and out, KC8SDL, and KE8PCQ. So it looks like it's about that time to start the net. So stand by and we'll get started here in just a second. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is N8ERL. I am located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC. -R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcement for the net. Okay, I just went through the pre-net. So at this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short-time mobile or are in and out.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
At this time, I'll take any check-ins from any Echo Lake stations. Okay, let's go to regular check-ins. Please call.
KDAC, Mini Port, no traffic.
KF8, BLX, no traffic.
All right, we added Mini to the list, and then the next call, I think it was KB8 station, is it KB8 BLX, over?
That's KF, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, New Lothrop Rick.
Okay, Rick. Well, very good. Well, thank you for joining us again tonight. Welcome to the net. So let's go through the list, make sure I've got it. KC8 BOA, Rick, who's in and out. KC8 SDL, Rob. KE8 PCQ, Dave. KE8 PAZ, Mini. And KF8 BLX, Rick. All right, I just have a couple announcements here. Real quick. For net control, next week will be myself again. I am filling in for Ron tonight. And on the 28th, it'll be Rick. And August 4th, Dave, you'll be up. So with that, let's go to the top of the list. KC8 SDL. Rob, go ahead with your comments.
That's very good, Dave. Good evening, sir. And ERL in the group. You'll Charlie 8, she does Lima. Oh, very good. Yeah, real balmy one today, Dave. Boy, it's hotter than Hades out there. I've been on the warm, cool side of the door. HF-wise, I'm running the Kenwood. He's getting the Swan 2 dad burn hops to run them radios. Hi, hi. Other than that, been doing okay, getting ready for going up to West France. My friend, EHA Ray, is going to come collect me late Wednesday afternoon when he gets out of work, and we're going to motor up to West France for the Pioneer Power Gas Tractor and Engine Show. I'm taking my utilities here with my three engines. Of course, the Hall Hill goes to the tent. Aye. And a few odds and ends to take up there and stuff. You know, oils will pick up gas on the way up and stuff. Kind of watching the gas prices open. They crazy like it was a couple of years ago. Break a sec. And getting up there, going up there Wednesday evening there, which is good. And the weatherman says it's not supposed to have any rain to speak of. Hopefully it stays that way. And when it rains, I don't like rain. Especially in you putting up your exhibit and pitching a tent in the rain. I know last year, Thursday, opening day of the show, it rained so bad it was lightning and thundering, and I didn't do a thing but sit in the tent and wait until the rain to quit to rain and so, but hopefully this will be good. Okay, that's all I got to report here. Like I say, a beautiful day, but she's ungodly hot. So, all right, I'll be around for the second go-on, so in our own group. Still watch Charlie East and Doug Swimmer doing a good job, Dave, and back to that.
Thank you, Rob. Well, very good on the show in West Branch. I think you said you were going up Wednesday, and I was looking at the weather a little bit earlier. It looks like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are going to be great days. You might mention on your next go around how long that thing lasts up at West Branch. And, sounds really interesting. Anyway, the high Wednesday and Thursday and Friday are in the mid-70s, so you should have some beautiful weather. In fact, it might be just a little bit chilly in the evenings, which would be interesting after the hot weather that we've had. Okay, let's see, moving right along, let's go down to Dave, KEATCQ, and Minnie, you'll be up after that. Go ahead, Dave.
N-A-R-E-L, E-R-L. Get my vowels mixed up lately. And the group. Well, we're still cutting grass, and I can't believe it. I don't water it, and it's growing. Probably the best crop of grass we've had in 10 years. And I cut it Friday, and it looks like Monday we'll be attacking it again. One of the pluses of this humidity, just before dusk at night, we have had just hundreds of lightning bugs. It's just amazing to watch them. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable. And we got a local farmer that's got good sweet corn, and we had that tonight with a burger. So with that said, I'm going to give it back to Matt. K-E-8-P-C-Q. Back to N-A-R-L.
Okay, Rob, yeah, I know what you mean about the grass. I do water mine on occasion, but I haven't for a long time. Haven't needed to. And it looks like the way the weather looks tomorrow, won't have to either. But we've lucked out pretty much today. We didn't get a whole lot. And all that rain we've been having, I think, in around our area, I don't know how you guys are doing in Bay City, but we didn't have as much as they had down in the Flint area and farther south. It was, I think, kind of a mess down there. And very cool on the lightning bugs. Nothing better than sitting at a bonfire watching the lightning bugs go by. Okay, Minnie, you're up next, and Rick, you'll be following Minnie, TDAPAZ.
KDRL, this is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net here. Got a good net going here. Not doing too much. Like Rob said, it's pretty warm out there, so I've been staying inside where it's a little cooler. So got my air conditioning going and my two overhead fans here, one in the living room and one in the kitchen. And at night, I got a little fan in my bedroom I turn on and leave it on all night. So other than that, I did get one little cherry tomato so far off in my plant. That tasted pretty good. My other tomatoes are very small, but they are coming. This is KDAPAZ back to NADRL.
Okay, Minnie. Well, it's always great to have that first meal from tomatoes from the garden, and hopefully it won't be too much longer for you. We've been working on our garden. We just put in cucumber plants. We spaced our cucumber plants a couple weeks apart. Seems to work out. We have fresh cucumbers all through the summer that way. But, and real good on keeping cool. Yeah, it's, I don't know what else. I pity the people that that had to work outside today. It was kind of muggy. Not the best for especially people up in age, like I guess kind of the majority of us are getting. Okay, Minnie, very good. Rick, you are up next, and we'll be down at the end of the list. KF8, BLX. Go ahead, Rick. Okay, we'll try Rick one more time. KF8, BLX.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, well, we'll give Rick a try. We're at the end of our list. Like, let's make one more call. Was there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Please call.
KDAURV.
November 8, QL Papa Romeo. Bob and Frank, Moose Township, no traffic.
All right, we added two more to the list. Kate, you are the, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jim over here in Saginaw, and I was just listening to everybody talking about their going here and going there. I just bought another camper. I'm headed up north here Thursday. I'm going to be on the river fishing up there by the Mackinac Bridge. And that, I got few days to where I can go do things, and so me and the other half, we're going to take off and do the camping thing and just sit back, relax. She just retired, so we're going to go see some country.
Oh, that's awesome, Jim. Looks like, I think, I'm not sure when you're going to take off, but if you get by the next day or so, should be getting pretty good traveling weather. And thank you for joining the net. Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, David. Your best in the net. I just got back from camping again. But I like it. That's something I like to do, so. And it was hot up there. We were going to, normally we stay till the evening and come home, but it was just so muggy and hot. I'm just like, you know, we're not going to do nothing up here anyways. And some of the people, some of our family wasn't up there this weekend because of whatever reasons. But so we said, let's just go home. I got some stuff I can do. And I picked some cucumbers out of the garden, and I've got picked some green peppers, a couple summer squash. But my pepper plants are weird this year. They're not, normally they're pretty robust, but they're even the jalapeno plants and the peppers, they're like, they had skinny stalks on them, and you get one green pepper and it starts pulling it over the ground. So I don't know what's going on with them. They've had enough water and they fertilized them, so I don't know what's going on there. But that's about it for this round. Turn it back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Well, flying business on the garden. Yeah, it's interesting how year-to-year plants perform pretty well. Sometimes they don't. I was talking to a fellow not too long ago who mentioned it kind of depends on how close certain plants are to different plants, like tomato plants. So the big ones, the tall ones, will really kind of suck nutrients, I guess, away. And if you have maybe like a pepper plant or something close by it, it doesn't get the nutrients or whatever. I guess I'm not real sure on how that works. But, yeah, and okay on the camping. Well, it's definitely been hot. Again, down at the end of the list, is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Please call. Okay, with that, I just have a couple of comments. Just going to mention, I think I talked a little bit about this last week about doing the 13 colonies special event station. Haven't really had a lot of fun with that. I normally don't send out for QSO cards, but I put them in the mail this week for all the stations that I work. Kind of got big plans on if I get all the cards back and making a little, kind of framing them, make a little something to hang up on the wall with them. I did want to mention another fun, and I did it once maybe years ago, but coming up in September, second week, is the Route 66 special event that lasts for the whole week. There's 20 stations all stationed along the route of 66, and that's another fun special event. So you guys might want to put a little something on the calendar about that. Many of you would have fun with that. Get fire up the HF rig, and that would kind of keep you busy, I guess. All right, I have more, but I'll wait for the next round. So let's go back up to KC8VOA. Rick was in and out, so Rob, you're up, followed by Dave, KC8STL.
Very good, Dave. Doing a great job on the night here tonight. ERL in the group, KC8STL. Sound like a tongue tie. Okay, about the show here, real quick. Yes, the show starts Thursday. We don't have a calendar in front of us. I guess the 18th. It goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but usually around 3 o'clock Saturday, we're usually packing up and going back home. It does go till Sunday, but by Sunday, most people are already gone from the show there, but I usually back up midday Saturday and go back to the base. Big City, but yes, but it does start on Thursday, but I come up Wednesday night, I have a chance to set up, and me and the gang just sit around shoot the breeze and such. I got a little project this weekend up there. I'm going to, my friend has an old Kennedy shipboard receiver. He got it at an estate sale. Has a 301A tube in it. So I'm bringing up a bunch of stuff to get it on the air. It's a coil of wire for an antenna. Wait a sec. And even taking my RF signal generator to make sure the thing even works there. But now you think about West Branch. Where we set up our engines, we have roll outlets. So we got 110 volt power. We have water for our engines. And LP gas is free for all the engine exhibitors that run their engines on LP gas. They have a big, big tank of gas. And there's standby service. So many feet are in the line with all the gas engines, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, that radio, can't wait to get that on the air. It's going to be quite the job. But, yeah, the signal generator is going to be with me so that it makes sure it does actually work. So I hope I have time for that high, but it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to be mixing gas engines with radio. So, but, okay, other than that, Ken was still working good. All you got to do is get that mic socket for it. And other than that, it's working fine, even though I had that little mishap over field day. It's working fine. Hot Water 101, I told you about, it's working great, too, and the Swan. I used the Swan quite a bit last week. Speaking of cards, you and I got to work on each other, and I need to exchange cards with you. I worked a couple of times on each other, but we'll have to do that one day. Maybe five to regular, we can work each other tonight. I'd love to send you one of my cards, and I'd like to have one of your cards yourself. So. Okay, that's all I got to report. I talk way too much, so I'll hand it back to you, Dave. You have a good weekend. And a good week and everything else. Be safe and God bless you and your family. With that, NARL in the group. Yo, Charlie, 8-2-2-3-1, 7-3, Dave, over.
Okay, Rob, well, you'll start having to, you should give that Kenwood a kitty cat name because it's using up some of its nine lives. But I'm glad that you saved it and that it's working. And thanks for the information on the show. I think I'm gonna Google that. And with that, Dave, you are up next, and many you'll be following Dave. KE8PCQ. Oh, before I Rob about doing the QSL cards, yeah, we'll definitely need to do that. We'll get together. Dave, go ahead. You are up, and then many to follow.
NADRL in the group. Thanks for the reminder on September for the second week. Route 66, I graduated out of college, 72, got in my 72 Chevy van, and I traveled the whole of Route 66. Was gone about a month and a half, so it was quite an experience. So the radio thing, that will be good. I can do it from my home. With that said, everybody have a great week. Try and stay cool.
Repeater side
denied. PCQ 73 and back to net.
Well, that's interesting, Dave. You and I graduated from college about the same time. I got my bachelor's in 73, but it took me about 7 years to get through 4 years of school. But yeah, that must have been a great adventure. I bet there's a few stories about traveling the Route 66. Remember the TV show, I think it was Martin Milner, and I can't think of the other fellow. I think there was two different guys who were always driving along, and they had that 61 Corvette, maybe, something like that. That was a pretty cool show. Minnie, you are up next. And I was going to say something about the something else with Dave, but it'll come to me probably after we're done with that. So, Minnie, go ahead, and then Rick will follow you. KD8PAD.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, my nephew and his girlfriend just took that trip on Route 66. They went the whole thing, and they really enjoyed it. They kept sending pictures and that of where they've been and what they were doing and that, and it was really interesting, all the stuff that they've done and put on Facebook. So anyway, other than that, like I say, I'm just staying inside, staying cool. This is KDA-PAZ back to NADR. I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night, 73.
Yeah, that's those are the kind of things that you remember, and I wonder if they if your nephew and his girlfriend took some pictures of that. Interesting company along that route. Before I get to Rick, let's do a real quick standby. Is anyone else would like to join us for tonight's In Michigan Net?
KCBOA, we'll be back
yet. Okay, Rick. Well, go ahead and make your transmission.
Well, good evening, everybody. Hopefully, everyone's surviving the heat fine. And so forth. The garden has been keeping me pretty busy along with other things going on. There's been numerous other things that's had me going here. Route 66. If you can get on that, if you can get on there and make contact with that special event, you want to do that. My understanding is Route 66 is supposed to be discontinued. So you want to follow up with that here soon. I thought it was supposed to be discontinued this year.
Are you talking about the special event, Rick?
Roger, roger. Yep. So Route 66 was one of the numbered highways and everything else. It was established November 11th, 1926. And they're talking about shutting it down. It's 2,448 miles long. And so they were supposed to discontinue some of the highway and everything else on there. So officially it existed from November 11th, 1926 until June 26, 1985. But there's sections of it, I guess they're going to be shutting down.
Well, that'll be that's kind of too bad. A lot of businesses went out of business when they started shutting those sections of it down, I guess. And so it was interesting, but hopefully that won't affect the special event. All right, gotta figure out where we left off at. I think we're to Rick, K8. Or KF8 BLX. Go ahead, Rick.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, looks like that Rick had to leave. So let's go ahead and go down to Jim. KE8URV with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Roger. You know, you guys are talking about the Route 66. I actually did that with my first wife there. We traveled. I had a 69 GTO convertible, and we traveled that route, and that was kind of fun. That was being out there and actually doing that was a lot of fun. And I heard you saying about doing the 13 colonies. I did that last year. I got a really, really nice plaque from my wall from them guys. I'll tell you, that was a lot of fun. I started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get off the radio till 9:30 that night. And I finally, I hunted the frequencies till I finally got that last guy. But that was a lot of fun. And you do get a really nice plaque. So that I hope, like, you guys get yours and that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was enjoyable, and I did it over the 4th and the 5th. Family was up north, and I was looking for stuff to do, and I thought, hey, I'm going to jump in and try this special event, and it worked out well. And it's fun. It's a challenge sometimes to try to find those guys. So, well, thanks for your input on that, Jim, and also the story about traveling Route 66 and having the GTO. I'm envious. Bob, you're up next. Will be at the bottom of the list, NAKPR.
Yeah, thanks again, Dave. I traveled on the way out to the Grand Canyon and back, and we hit as many Route 66 as we could get. I think the only ones I didn't get to were the California and Kansas, I think it is, because it was just like it's too far out of the way from our travels. So, but it's still pretty cool. We stayed in where we went to Grand Canyon. We stayed right in, it's called Williamson or Williamston, Williamson, something like that. But the downtown was part of Route 66, so they always in the evening they close it down, have shows there, and they, you know, they had a lot of the buildings were, you know, old style of gas stations, and they were something from back in the 50s and whatnot, but that's pretty cool. And the HF bands are horrible. I hope we're not done with the cycle, because I was going back into my logs. I goes, when's the last good cycle we had? And it was like 89, 90, 91, and part of 92. It lasted, you know, 3 years or so. But this one here, it seems like it lasted a couple months and then not gone. Hopefully it's not over with, though. Just a downslide here. But thanks for going up for doing that, David. And everybody have a great evening. And right here is some of you guys tomorrow night. Back to the control. This is NAKPR.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I think we've got some time left on this cycle. I've been trying to work 10 meters as much as I can, and it was kind of funny. I was up, got up and went to breakfast at the Chesapeake Airport this morning with my wife, got back, turned on the radio, and I turned on 10 meters, not much of a signal. There wasn't that many signals on, but I was on FT8 looking at the stations go by, and South Africa popped up, so I calling CQ. So I gave him a call, came right back. So 10 meters, it's interesting. Couldn't hear hardly anything, but yet you can still make it 8,000 and some miles to South Africa. So that was interesting how that worked out. Okay, we're down at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
Repeater Saginaw.
Okay, before we close on that, I got just a couple other things, a couple other reminders. We're getting to the point where the North American QSO Party, the summer edition, is starting up, starts up with Ready on July the 20th, which is next Saturday. I know probably not everybody has done a lot of Ready. I had not done much. But I did my first Ready at the winter North American QSO party and really enjoyed it. The guys that you can kind of hook up with is Dave, GW, and Rick, and also Fred. Those guys know a little bit about it and are always willing to help you out. But Ready's kind of fun. And all you need is a computer, an interface, and a rig. And then the other two, the CW and the sideband, CW is on August 3rd, sideband is August 17th. And these are, if you're trying to get all states or thinking about working all states, well, this is the way to do it, especially on sideband, because there are just people all over the place. And it's nice because it's a low-power contest. And you don't have to fight with the guys with the big guns. So Tom EUI, DWADW, and Fred KEQCO. If you ever have questions on Ready, those guys are, or FL Digi, those guys are guys to talk to. All right, anyone have any last comments before I close the net?
NATRL, CCVOA.
Now go ahead, Rick.
I believe I have next week's net. I will be camping, and I should be back in time, but if I'm not, someone might have to pick up in my place. CCVOA.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for that. And I think I'll be around, or Ron will be around, or Dave. And one of us will, in case you can't make it, we'll pick it up for you. All right, that brings us to the end of the list. And I think, counting myself, we had, looks like about 8 folks. So appreciate everybody jumping in. I don't know what happened to Rick, VLX, but Jim, URV, thanks for joining us tonight. And everybody else have a good rest of the week. So at this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated. This is David and ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:32, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. Have a good week, gang. 73.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Anyone around this evening? K8DO.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.